At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
We're the Chatterboxes. Come join our crew. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chatterbox crew. I am Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed your drink and a snack and are ready for a chat, because, bitch, we did. We got McDonald's. We got some fries.
Dude, and we got the freaking mambo sauce, because, you know, we had to. Ever since New York, where I first tried it, I've been having to get it. I will say, does not taste the same. I swear. I honestly don't think there's anything different with, like, New York mambo sauce and South Carolina mambo sauce. But, like, I swear.
I swear.
It's not the same. Like, I swear it's not. But, you know, I had to get it again. I mean, it's only my second time getting it again in South Carolina, so.
I got the Sprite Lemonade Legacy, and Marie got water.
I got water.
Because she's lame.
Hydrated. Oh. Well, that's not it, you know. To help balance, you know, with the fries, the mambo sauce, and the Ferrero chocolate, you know?
Oh,
it's called balance.
Oh, I didn't. I got chips, but I left them in the car.
Oh, I brought all my snacks.
Oh, it's geese.
There's some ducks.
Oh.
Oh, geese?
I don't know.
I don't know my animals.
I don't know mine
No,
either.
They're definitely geese, because they're the big ones.
Mm. And tonight, we're going to a haunted house.
Like a new scenery.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to do it more over there, where it was like more over like the farm vibes, where there was nowhere to like place it. And we found a fence. But like, that's so cute.
Yeah, and I forgot my
Slender Man pops out.
Ooh! I forgot my tripod, which is so embarrassing.
Okay, girl. They don't have to know that. Yeah, now they know. We don't hate anything. We're just real like
that. We'll just
that.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
Because I'm a woman. But
oh my
I'm.
God. I'm so excited for later tonight.
I know, we're going to Mad World. And if y'all don't know, it's like a really ooky and spooky and megalomooky haunted house. I love it. I go every...
This is going to be my second time going. Another one was like, Maria, let's go. And I was like, no, because you told me it's like the same thing. But then I saw TikTok and like they're different. Like some of them are the same, but like, they have some different characters. So I'm like, you know what? I want to go now.
I know. I will say every year that I've gone, oh God. I wish they would. This is the one thing I wish they would change. Every year that I've gone, they have like, it's right at the end. They have that really, really, really foggy room and you can't see anything in it.
No, I remember.
And there's no one in there and you're just like. And they've had that every year that I've gone. And I go every year. Mm-hmm. It's so.
The moon looks so pretty right now, guys.
Oh my God. It's like it's a croissant.
I think a banana.
Tastes too much like bananas.
I don't know why I say it like that. You told me I like. Enunciate a lot, or like say some banana a lot.
You really pronunciate the N. Banana.
I don't know why.
Okay, I'm grabbing my fries.
Okay, let's eat our fries. I literally forgot.
Mama is.
You starving?
Starved. Yeah, I worked today and I didn't eat anything at work.
You really don't want to try the mambo sauce again?
No.
So good, girl.
It just wasn't for me, girl. It just wasn't for me.
Well.
But you thrive.
I love McDonald's.
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
That time while we were filming and we just stayed silent for like 30 seconds
when
we were just eating. No, because we were just eating.
I don't remember.
It was right after we went and got brunch and you got that really delicious cake and I got the cannoli and we just sat there and said. It was so good though.
ASMR.
That cake. I want to go back just for that cake. It was so good.
You gotta go again, girl.
Girl. Tomorrow?
No, you hang out with your friend. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Anna. Shout out to you, girl.
Well, yeah. By the time you see this, you're gonna know your gift. But I got her the New Jeans album, and I got her a G-Idle album. Mm-hmm. And then I got her some slippers. because she's in college. And she goes, she's got to get some comfortable shoes.
Yeah, she's got to be comfortable while she's studying and all. Because she's a studious gal.
Couldn't be me.
No, not me either. So, Anna.
So good for her. So good for her. Me personally, couldn't do it. You know, I almost went to the same school as her. Girl, that would be me right now.
You told me that was your dream school.
It was. Mm-hmm. But that would be me right now.
Mm-hmm. We would have never met.
We would have met.
Really?
I worked at...
I thought you wouldn't have worked at Starbucks. Oh, no, you would have if, like...
I started working there in high school.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then...
We wouldn't have gotten close. Because we didn't get close until the second year.
The second year.
Well, yeah, because the first year, like, we taught.
I can smell the mambo sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I smell it, too, but I'm close to it.
Okay, my girl.
Anyways, but the whole thing is we didn't get close to each other until, like, the second year. Because the first year, like, yeah, we talked to each other, but, like...
And now look at us.
We weren't texting.
Talking every day.
Yeah, almost every day.
I FaceTime her at least once a day. Does she answer every time? No. But...
you literally answer 9 out of 10 times. Love you for real, girl. I'm always answering.
Are you?
I know!
You know what? You know, you are one of the only people that actually answer phone calls. You and Anna, and really? Like my close friends from high school, are the only people I answer phone calls to.
Why?
If okay, actually, we gotta get into something.
Oh, get into it, girl.
Our coworkers
are
terrible.
What? What happened?
I already told you, but I'm gonna tell you again.
What?
I think the viewers should know. Sending our TikToks back and forth to each other and making fun of them? Are you fucking with me?
I can't believe you're so on them. I think it's funny. I think it's just fan behavior. It's part of the fame life, Nathaniel. You get fans. And also, wasn't it Kim that said press is still good press or whatever press it is? Like, what would you say? What's the saying? Bad
publicity is still publicity.
Something like that. Oh, no, something like that. The whole point is they're sending it. We must be entertaining. If they got something to say every time.
But apparently it's every time from what they told me.
We're amazing.
And then they also really bullied me for my Halloween photo shoot. Mm-hmm. To the point where I almost took it down. I told them last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I also told one of my other coworkers that she hurt my feelings.
Oh, really?
Because I was asking her about, like, why they make fun of me and they don't make fun of our other coworker who does, like, spooky, sexy Halloween photo shoots. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, she's hot and people want to see her naked. Nobody wants to see you naked. And I said, okay. Well. And that hurt my feelings.
Million.
Yeah. I feel like she was basically calling me ugly. Well, she's hot and people want to see her naked. Nobody wants to see you naked. I said, that's interesting. Tell all the men on my phone that. Mm-hmm. So are you kidding me?
Nothing. See, I agree with that statement. I don't want to see you naked.
Well, yeah, but, like, I was naked in one of them. But, like, I was covered.
Okay, girl.
Her titties are basically out, and no one says anything.
Okay, but she looked hot. You gotta admit, she looked... Nathaniel, my jaw dropped. Okay. I was like, oh, my God, baddie. Like,
okay, yeah.
She looked amazing.
But I look hot.
I didn't say you didn't. I thought the photo... Okay, block me, I guess. Anyways, what were we talking about? I thought your photo shoot was really good. Like, I genuinely thought it was really good. Like, I'm telling you, like, my jaw dropped also with yours. Like, I told you, like, you look really good, and I genuinely believe that. Like, I genuinely thought, like, good thoughts. I literally told you that, like, it was hard for me to pick my favorite ones. Because, like, almost every single one was my favorite one.
Let me tell you.
The one where I was like, you look soldiery, like, I actually meant that. Like, I thought it, and I told you it.
Let me tell you.
I think it looked amazing. That you looked
is,
hot.
That is the...
Were you like,
That is the best I've felt in so long. Like,
as you should, bitch. You look good.
Even my birthday photo shoot, I didn't even like most of the pictures from my birthday photo shoot. Like, this one, I didn't even like most of these. Mm-hmm. But I just posted them.
No, yeah, I remember I told you I didn't like some of them.
I really like this one. But... This one is my favorite picture I've ever taken
you
of me.
You look amazing. Very, like...
Oh, well, you can...
Iridescent.
Oh, and this one I really like, too. I just like how long the nail
good.
Looked.
Yeah.
And then... This is the sultry one that you're talking about?
That's why I said sultry, yeah. you look really good. You're giving face on things. Look at your face on every single one.
I know. This one I just feel, oh.
No, you look amazing there. The light, everything just hitting you.
I know.
I think you look good, so I'm glad you didn't end up taking it down. But, like, it also looks like you really thought taking it down.
Yeah.
You look amazing.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. This is the hottest. I was literally, while I was taking the photo shoot, sure, I was shivering, and it was 40
But it was fucking
outside.
Worth it. You looked amazing.
I was over there, like, I felt so hot, and I think I want to do... Okay. I've told... Okay, so Anna, mm-hmm. She's never really done, like, a really sexy photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And so... I told her, I was like, I need you. And I was like, Anna, we need to do one together. Like, let me do a sexy photo shoot for you. Like, mm-hmm. take pictures of her. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'll edit them. And I'll, like, make you, like, because she's never done, like, something, like, super sexy and sexual like that. Uh-huh. And I think she deserves to feel the same way that I was feeling, mm-hmm. which was the hottest person on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so me and her are going to have one next weekend.
Oh, period.
She's going to dress up as a little sexy little cat. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna go and she's gonna wear like a black bra with some black booty shorts mm-hmm. with a tail mm-hmm. and the cat ears. I'm gonna do her makeup. We're gonna put her in like a dark red lip mm-hmm. and like a smoky eye with some eyeliner. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
That sounds cute.
Maybe I'll need your help with that. I'm not good at doing makeup on other people.
No, you might be good.
No, we'll see. I'm so excited
Practice.
For it.
I mean, you always did eyeliner. You do eyeliner better than me though, I would say.
Yeah, but when I did it on you, it was ooky and spooky.
Honestly, I didn't like it on me.
Yeah, when I did my eyeliner on you, it was ooky and spooky and megalomooky.
But that's what you gotta keep in mind. You know how to do eyeliner, but you gotta make sure you know how to do eyeliner on other people. Like, just because it looks good on your face, it means it's gonna look good on everyone else's face. Because I don't think that eyeliner looked good on me.
I thought it looked...
Damn, it really made me dark all
no,
over
No, I
again.
Was trying to make it light for you. Mm-hmm. See, this is why I should have brought my fucking flashlight. Hold on, we can use mine too. How is that?
Oh, period. That's so much better.
Oh, we look great. Mm-hmm. This is ooky and spooky. But anyway, we don't really have, like, a main topic for this episode, but I would like to tell, like, some, like, ooky and spooky stories. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's still the ooky and spooky season. And I think this is going to be the last episode that comes out in October. Or it's going to come out in early November. I don't know. I really want... But before we get into that, I really want to go back to New York.
I love New York.
I really want to go back.
I'm in New York all the time, dude. I love.
So do I.
I always stop for the lives that I see on TikTok that are like in New York. Like, you see that guy that like walks around New York. I always stop and I'm just like looking. And when he passed by something, I'm like, I was there.
That's what I did too.
Like, I was literally there. I would do anything. You know, I wish we stayed longer.
Let's go again.
As we should.
Let's go soon.
We already said we were gonna go.
Yeah, but let's go soon. Like next month.
Okay, girl. Maybe not like that.
And I got a new car. Well, I'm getting a new car. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm still driving Nancy the Nissan, and I love her. But she's a little ooky and spooky. She's a little ooky and spooky. And so the money that I get from Nancy, we're just going to give her to LKQ, because I don't think anyone's going to buy her. Because mm-hmm. who would buy her? Mm-hmm. She's bright pink on the inside. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, so... I'm going to give it to LKQ, and the money that I get from that is probably just going to be like a few $100. I know LKQ doesn't...
But it's still money.
That's going towards my house, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping by next paycheck, I'll be able to move into my house.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
By next paycheck. So that's in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. God, I got her fucking up, so... I love my mommy. I love living with her, but I don't.
No, but you want your space,
yeah. I miss my space. Mm-hmm. And there's a few houses in the area that I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. $500. $450 a month. Mm-hmm. And I will say, they don't come with like they don't come with appliances. Mm-hmm. But like I can buy
what kind of appliances?
Any of them.
What do you mean?
But like I can buy a mini fridge, so I don't need to get like a huge fridge. Mm-hmm. I can buy one of those like griddle things, like stovetop things, so I don't need to get a stove, because I don't plan on being there for more than like a year and a half, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna do all that. And, you know, I have a washer and dryer already, so I don't have to worry about that. So all I really need to do is buy, like, a mini fridge and, like, a little griddle stovetop thing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, am I really going to cook that often?
No, you say you don't even cook anymore.
I don't. And I have a microwave. And I have a, what's it called? What's the thing called?
Air fryer?
No. A toaster oven. Mm-hmm, okay. And so, like...
Mm-hmm. You know what you got to, like, get by.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I really don't plan on being there long. Because, as I've said, I do plan on moving to New York. You are so dark. Do you want to scoot over? I do plan on moving to New York by the latest August 2025. Because mm-hmm. I'll be turning 22 that year. Mm-hmm. But I really want to move there when I'm 21. I really want to be there when I'm 21. But when this pops off, I don't want to move at the peak of us unless you come with me.
I know. I didn't fall in love, like, with New York like that. Like, I loved it, don't get me wrong, but, like, I didn't feel like... Like, you said you feel, like, an urge to be there. Like, I didn't feel that. Like, I loved being there. But, I mean, even when I was younger, like, I was like, I'm gonna move to New York. But, like, when I was there, I wasn't like, I need to be here.
I feel like I was supposed to be there. I feel like that's my city.
Maybe it is.
I don't want to move to L.A. Mm-hmm. I don't really care for L.A. It's hot. Mm-hmm. Even though I have said on record multiple times, I'd rather be hot than cold. Mm-hmm. But being in New York in the winter, bitch, are you fucking with me? I want to be there for the winter. Mm-hmm. And so if I move there in August, it's only a few months until
the winter. You need to watch Felicity. There's a whole thing about, like, the snow in New York in, like, the third episode where Ben's like, I just want to be here until it snows or some shit like that. I don't even know what he said.
I saw a really cool fun fact that in... In the 30s, no, I'm just trying to remember the fact. In the 20s or the 30s, they got like 18 inches of snow there. Mm. That's crazy.
I'm getting my Ferrero, guys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So if you hear crustling, yeah, that's what that is.
Give somebody some more. Oh.
Mm. Okay, bitch. What?
We have to have an ASMR segment every episode. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. Oh! Please. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Okay, I know we're not... Okay. Okay, but I just wanted to read some of the comments.
Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to read some comments. You know the...
Or hate comment segment, we're finally going to do it?
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah, I got some comments.
Okay, so we are... Here we go. We'll use your phone. We'll leave mine up. Okay, so we're going to do a segment called... What should we call it? Okay, so
I'm trying to think of a clever name, but like...
When I get my house, when I get my house, me and Maria are going to get like a little teapot, like a little, not like a little teacup set, have the plate with the teacup, and every time we do this, we're going to read them with the teacups, with tea. You know what I mean? So I feel like it should be tea something.
Yeah.
But we'll figure out the name later.
The name's in the works. But y'all got the freaking point.
Yeah.
Have any of the comments say
that though. One hate comment that was really what funny, the long one that was on the animatronic video, I think they deleted it.
Really? How fucking lame. Let me tell you, I love a good hate comment.
So it's funny you bring that up. Because you remember those coworkers that I said make fun of us? Mm-hmm. One of them was like, I'm afraid to post anything because I'm worried about all the hate comments I would get. But you make fun of me? Are you fucking with me? Is this a joke? I was mad. You know who it is.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyways.
Sorry. Makes me mad.
Oh, you posted a New York one. Finally.
I did.
Okay. Oh, Ford.
Oh, damn. The views are getting up there with that one. Look, this one talks about you having cancer.
Yeah. But that's not a hate comment.
That one has to Maria.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you peed your pants. First of all, it looks dark right there in my pants, but I did not piss myself, I swear. Mom, I feel like that's a hate comment.
He is Carmen.
That one doesn't have one hate comment. There's one I do like. Let me look for it.
It's our animatronic video that got a lot of hate comments.
Okay. Okay, this one's my really favorite one. It says, no wonder there's a mental health epidemic. Seek help now.
It's so funny! It's so funny, dude.
I hate it. Okay, girl.
The one in Spanish really makes me laugh really hard. The one that said, why did you bring me here?
Oh, yeah.
That one is so funny to me. Why did you bring me here? Because every little thing
is video is scaring me.
To be fair, that video was scary.
It was. Oh, yeah. Someone called me his maid.
Oh, yeah. someone called me. And then one of them, they were talking about the microphone, and they said she should be using that to sweep instead of, what was it? I was like, oh, my God.
No, they sort of like handing it to you or some shit. I don't know.
You know,
I'm sorry. There weren't that many hand comments as I thought there was.
Really?
You
open them. Okay, hold on. Y'all tweaking. Okay, well, we put your light.
yeah.
Y'all want to be us so bad. Actually, can I read you a conversation I've had with a man on Grindr?
Go ahead.
Because I think it's so funny. Okay, get Siri out of here. Okay. Now, I don't know this man's name. Oh, not that night taking pictures.
I took a picture.
Did you not?
I don't think I did. Hello? My God.
There we go. Okay, so I've been talking to this man for a few days on Grindr, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. I've been having the best time. Because I think it's so funny. Hold on, let me find it. Oh, wait. No, wait. Wait. Where'd it go? Okay. Okay, so he messaged me the other day. Yeah, hold on. Why are you screaming? Hold on. Why are you screaming? Stop screaming. You're screaming at me right now. Okay, so he messaged me from one account, and then the next day he messaged me from a different account. And so I texted him. When he texted me, and I said, wait, were we talking on another account? He said, yeah, I'm trying. I said, oh my God, a fan. I said, you want me so bad. Tell me more. He said, oh fuck. Oh my God. He said, man, I'm gassing up your head. I'm gassing up your head before we've even met. And I said, if you want me, just say that. Go ahead and call me beautiful while you're at it. He said, come here so I can say it to you while I'm inside of you. And I said, oh, I don't want to tell you what I said. Anyway, I just kept talking about how badly he wanted me, and I thought it was really funny. But you didn't laugh at all.
I was waiting.
I thought it was so funny. And then he started to get mad. He was like, you're not going to come, are you? And I was like, probably not. I just thought it was so fun to talk to him. And then he started to get short, and I said, why are you mad? He's like, I'm not mad. I just know you're playing games. I said, I'm not playing games. I'm just having the best time. I was also very high. I was in my house like, I was laying it. This is literally me in bed. Hold that. This is me in bed. I said, while I was typing it out, I was like hee-heeing to myself. Anyways, those comments.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite ones.
Like, there's a mental health epidemic. Seek
that
help.
One's my favorite one. I really like that one.
That really long one I thought was really funny, but I think they took it down.
Damn lame.
Oh.
Y'all should add more comments so we can have more to our hate segment.
It's all funny.
Segment.
It's all funny games until the seizure kicks in. Y'all, there's something about the y'all tweaking that made me laugh. I was like rolling laughing. That was so funny. Y'all on that Zaza. That one is another one of my favorites. What is this illness called?
Ooh. What? It wasn't mine. It was some little white fuzz.
What am I watching? This one is just so funny.
Yeah, you told me it's
really
funny.
Why did you bring me here? One, just no. So, I hate it. And then someone called us cringy, but they can. I think we're funny.
We are.
I think we're the funniest people.
We are funny.
I've told you.
We're hilarious. I make myself laugh all the time, so I know I'm hilarious.
So do I. But maybe.
Maybe it's mental illness, but I don't care.
Maybe. Is it mental illness? Anyway, do you have any spooky spookies? Any spooky spooky stories?
I have some things. Here you go.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Okay. I'm trying to think of an ooky spooky story that I have.
Now tell me all your ooky spooky
spookies. Oh, with this lighting, bitch?
Well,
I'm just trying to think. I feel like I've told all my ooky and spooky stories on here.
You don't have anything else to say?
We talked about it last. Do you remember? Do you remember when my ex-boyfriend's boyfriend stalked your account?
I remember. I'm not gonna lie. I'm going their Instagram all the time. They look really good together. They look really good together. Let me show you a picture.
No! Why would you show me a picture of my ex-boyfriend with new boy man?
Good together.
I was heartbroken.
All I'm saying is we look good together.
You know what I mean? Me and him didn't look good together?
I think I saw a video they did. It was kind of crazy.
What was crazy about it?
No.
What was crazy? Don't be shy. Pull it up.
But I guess he was on my profile first, so I guess it's not crazy that I went and looked too.
Let's go look at his account now.
Okay. It was a cute. It was a cute video.
I don't want to see it. No, I don't want
to
see it.
I don't even know their names. How do I always get to them? Okay, I think I go to you first.
I don't follow you. No, I follow my ex-boyfriend still.
No. Yeah. Where are you?
Well, you should know my username by heart.
Yeah, I know. I'll just try to look at
you. Always stalking it.
Okay, I am not always stalking it. What are you talking about? I haven't looked at you.
You know, sometimes,
you don't even follow
sometimes
me,
so. My sister okay, will post something.
Followed me first. It's not my fault.
Sometimes.
Of course I'm going to follow her back.
Sometimes.
And if she posts, I'm going to see
it. Sometimes.
And I think it's funny to bring it up.
Sometimes my sister will post, and I won't even see it. And Maria will talk to me or text me about it and be like, so your sister put costumes on her dogs? And I'll be like,
like I'm insane. She followed me first. I followed her back. Of course I'm gonna see what she posts. It's not like I didn't follow her. She didn't follow me.
I should tell her about that.
Tell her. I don't care. I mean, I follow her.
Should
she
I call her?
Me. Tell her. I don't know how I got to him. How do I get to there?
Well, he's definitely not tagging any of my posts. Well, I'm not tagging any of his posts. Do you just want his account name?
No, I do this.
Okay, it's not on.
I've done it before.
Okay, do you buy
it? No, I mean, if you really want to give it to me, since you're offering up.
Hold on. I don't want to say his username out loud. Also, ever since I posted my Halloween photo shoot, I lost like 50 followers.
Really?
Yes. No, it's definitely unfollowing. I know he don't follow me anymore.
Ooh, someone's moved on.
Okay, well, there's his account.
Is
him. Isn't he cute?
They're really cute together. I'm just saying. I mean, they look nice. They like really fit each other.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's in a K-pop like dance thing.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. I'm aware.
Oh, now you're being a sucker.
He's all no.
They're like, wow, he's really keeping up.
I'm gonna make this a TikTok. No, he's always been into K-pop. I've known this. Mm-hmm. Do you follow him?
No, I don't follow him. I don't even know him.
Good. I'll make sure.
I don't know him.
The only
reason I know is because he was on my account first, and then I got curious, and then now I think of him every once in a while. I just remember.
He's always been into K-pop. Me and him used to be friends, and he took my fucking boyfriend from me.
What video did I see? It was a cute video.
I'm sure it was.
It was?
I'm so sure it was. Was it on his TikTok?
No. I haven't gone there TikTok forever. I don't even know their TikTok. It was video. Maybe?
God, he's cute, though.
Maybe it was this one? No. It wasn't that one. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
So we just went through all this work, pulled up my ex-boyfriend, made me a little sad.
Well, that was you.
I didn't cheat on him. He cheated on me.
I didn't say you did. What? What are you talking about, girl?
With him.
With him what?
You cheated on me with him. He denies it.
Oh, no, yeah.
He denies it. But I know. I know.
Oh, you know, girl?
Girl, I know.
Girl, he knows.
Girl. Girl. No, because I've had multiple people tell me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not together anymore. Mm-hmm. But, now that's scary. Talking about him. Ooh!
Ooh, girl.
Are you not cold?
I mean, I have a long sleeve and then I also have my jacket. So I'm pretty chill, honestly.
My hand.
Get it?
My hand. I don't know. You chill?
Yeah, girl.
I'm so excited to go to Mad World.
I'm
Should
so
we do a vlog?
Chill.
Actually, I don't think they'll let us record in there.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh my gosh, have you heard of the McKinney Manor?
I have.
Yes,
I would
crazy
never
they
do that.
I didn't finish watching
now
it.
Now you're pulling out a root. Like, not you pulling the grass on these nice people's lawn.
You don't like pulling the grass?
No. Literally.
Also, lawn. It's fucking Hobby Lobby.
Literally, before, I pulled out a piece of grass, and, like, by the root, and threw it away.
You did that? McKinney Manor. I was watching a documentary soon. Like, I already heard them before, but, like, I never really, like, knew much. I didn't finish watching it, but it was on Hulu. It's so crazy the things they do and, like...
And how it's legal?
Yeah, illegal, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
So would you do it? And it's so crazy that people want to do it, too. Which, like, I know in the documentary got a little bit into it, like, why people would want to start... Would want to do that. But, like, that's so crazy.
I would never,
like,
want to do that.
I know, like, that's so scary, like, to think, like, they could do anything to me. Like, genuinely anything to a point where, like, I could die. And I have to sign my fucking life away to you? Like, that's scary.
Yeah, I would not do it. And there's, like a year-long wait list.
Mm-hmm. But, like, in a documentary, like, they think it's a lie. And, like, it makes sense. Because, like, let's be honest. How many people actually would want to do that? I mean, like, I know that he has money on the line where he's, like, you'll get $20,000 or something like that if you, like, go through or something like that.
Apparently.
But it's, like, people fake, they say.
Apparently, people have safe words. And they'll say their safe word, but the people will just keep going.
No, yeah. Also, wait, I thought they didn't have safe words. Because I remember in the documentary said they didn't. I swear they said they didn't. But, like, I know they were also talking about, like,
oh, no, I did.
Some, like, haunted attractions. Like, they'll be like, you can have a safe word. But the thing is, they're, like, you have to be able to, like, use your mouth to hold them. Because, you know, like, they can obviously, like, cover your mouth. Uh-huh. They can't do that. Because, you know, you can't say the safe word if your mouth is covered.
I did a lot of research on this place, actually. Mm-hmm. And my junior year. Because we were... my group in child development, we were all talking about it, and I thought there was a safe word, and sometimes people would say it, but they would just keep going anyway, even after they said the safe word.
Yeah, maybe.
That's insane.
But I thought there wasn't a safe
They've
word.
They've shaved heads.
No, yeah, they shave heads. They pull, like, teeth and stuff like that.
It's too much.
No, yeah. I know, like, one of the girls, she was talking, because, like, on the documentary, they had, like, people that, like, went through it. One of the girls was talking about, like, how, like, maybe it was the guy, actually, where, like, he's, like, submerged into water, pretty much, is what they did to him.
I would put, like...
Or, like, I know for her, like,
Don't they ask you your fears before you do it?
Yeah, they ask fears and stuff like that. Like, I know she's really scared of tarantulas. Lie, right? Like, I would lie.
I would be like...
I'd be like, I'm scared of marshmallows. I'm scared of teddy bears.
I have such a big fear.
No, they make the fucking teddy bear look scary as fuck.
I have such a big fear of gentle hugs.
Don't hug me. I'm so scared.
I have such a big fear.
What? I have such a big fear of...
trees.
The TV. They feel so scared they throw the TV at you?
I have such a big fear of watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh! That is I'm scared of Drag Queens! I know the fucking Drag Queens already. No, that would be the best for you. I'm scared of Trixie Mattel!
Can you come to McKinney Manor? She walks up and I'm like, ah! I hate Tifa. I'm petrified of drag queens. I'm
so scared.
I'm so scared. But some drag queens do scary work. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm so scared of Drag Race. They sit me down and force me to watch every episode. I'm sitting there like, quoting along. And they're like, no, this
girl,
this are you.
Scared, huh, girl?
I'm like, I'm so scared right now. I'm freezing right now, actually.
You know, do you want to go to your car? We can change scenery, take a break.
Yeah, would you like to take a little break? And
in? Well, let me finish. I didn't finish. So, like, with the girl, I know, like, they asked her, like, her fears, and she was, like, tarantulas or, like, spiders. I think it was just spiders. But the thing is, like, for, like, when she was actually there at, like, the manor place, he fucking put a spider on her, like, a tarantula on her. She, like, freaked out, you know?
That's too
she
much.
Was scared.
I don't. Ooh. Scared. Roaches. If they did anything with roaches,
anything with bugs, like, I know, like, for one of the girls, like, before she even, like, got to the actual manor, they made, he was like, you have to make a video before you come here.
I could do ladybugs.
And, like, in the, but in the video, she, like, first off, she was, like, hanging, like, upside down, like, what?
I just remember, I'm so scared of marshmallows.
I just said whatever came to my mind. I didn't know what to say, so I was like, marshmallows.
You know what I'm scared of? Easter.
The fucking big ass Easter bunny.
I'm
so no, that's scary. Oh my god, I'll definitely show it when we come back after this break. What I'm about to talk about, I'll save it for that.
You know what I'm scared of?
But
Christmas.
Santa Claus?
He could
get
it.
Have you seen Krampus? Have you seen Krampus?
I have. It's kind of a bad movie.
Really? I love it. It's so funny. The little gingerbread man. I love him.
I don't think it's scary.
No, it's definitely not. I think it's funny. No, I think it's pretty good though. It's a little. It's not like scary. Like, oh my god, I'm not gonna be able to sleep at night. But it's got some what I'm remember. I feel like it's got some jump scares, you know. It's got a little, you know. But like, I think it's really funny and really cute also.
Are you ready to take a break?
Yeah, since okay. you're rushing me.
We'll be right back. We're gonna go take a quick little
yeah.
a little break. And last time y'all seen the last time y'all seen Nancy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, goodbye. Hello everyone. We are back. We just purchased our tickets to go to Mad World. From what we're reading, it looks like there's a lot more new things. And I'm excited to meet all the new people. The TikTok you sent me?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
There's some good ones. There's a furry. Very excited for Nathaniel to meet that one.
Okay.
Oh, it's the werewolf one. Oh my god. That's the werewolf.
Oh my god.
Jacob.
I'm gonna meet my people. I'm just kidding. I'm not furry. I'm not furry.
I'm gonna do something wrong if you're furry.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Wait, I think I said that. There's nothing wrong.
There is nothing wrong with being a furry. That's all I gotta say about that matter. That's all I have to say. Anyways,
you were looking up some stuff.
I took a while.
Yeah, what were we looking up?
Okay, well, I have a few questions.
Okay, what are your questions, girl?
What's your favorite scary movie? But then, what do you think is the best scary movie?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The best? Oh, see, that's always such a hard question for me.
I know.
I love, okay, even my favorite one, I love the Chucky series. So, like, I can't
even. Are those the best scary movies?
That's what I'm saying. But Michael Myers, Halloween, that's a good one. Is it oldie? It's a classic. I feel like it's good. It's a little scary, especially when you watch.
Isn't there a scene in a hot tub in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so.
But, like, yeah, it's really good.
The Strangers.
You know what? The best horror movie is The Strangers. That was good. My favorite? I don't know. Okay, Chucky, but the Bride one.
Bride of Chucky,
yeah. Because that's Jennifer Tilly. I love Jennifer Tilly. She's an icon. The moment I saw her, fell in love.
She plays Bonnie.
Uh-huh. Who the fuck is Bonnie?
From Family Guy? Joe's wife?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about? It's like my moment. I mean, I don't watch Family Guy like that, so.
Maria? Let me see
that. What?
Maria lately has been doing this laugh.
I don't know why. I just been doing it.
Nah!
Literally, it's just me going, ah! I'm just yelling. You know who does that too?
Me.
Oh, I was going to say Snooki.
Oh.
I have been watching a lot of Snooki stuff.
I feel like,
and she goes, ah!
So you laugh like Snooki, and I laugh
like
Trixie.
No, I just think I copy.
And I laugh like Trixie. Mm-hmm. But I'm not copying her.
I mean, you are,
it's
though.
It's just how I laugh.
Yeah, because you're copying.
No, I've
always...
I
do that all the time. I do that with everything. Like, I will take people's whole fucking personalities, bitch. Like, if I like something, I'll be like, oh, I like that. I've even told people, like, oh, I like that. I'm going to take that. Like, if they say something that I like...
I feel like I've always laughed like that, though.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, girl.
I loved Anna about how I laughed and before I knew Trixie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely your lab girl.
Yeah.
Trixie Patel. Yeah. You're so right. No. You're just like her.
we would be best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, can you imagine when we're famous and then me and her become, you know how like her and Brittany Broski became friends? Uh-huh. Me and her are gonna become friends, and I'd be like, I paid for your meet and greet one time. It was $1,000, but it's
so
fine.
Worth it.
Yeah, it was. It was the best moment of my life.
Yeah, same with Callie. I love Callie. It was worth it. You know, she released a new song today, actually. It's called Se Mete? I think that's what it's called.
When she doesn't know the word. Doesn't mean she doesn't know the name of it.
I don't remember. Sorry. Damn.
Sue me.
Hop off my fucking neck.
I won't be honest.
But anyways, it's really good. Oh, Te Mata.
What does that mean?
It kills. Te mata. Yeah, it kills.
Was it good?
I'm not gonna lie, I listened to half of it. I was at work, and then I'm not gonna lie, I forgot. I need to watch her music video.
You know what I want to talk about?
I saw some little clip bits of it on her Instagram that she posted. It looks so good. But I'm so excited for her concert. I mean, which I know she hasn't even, you know, talked about yet. But if the album's coming out on January 12th, soon is a concert, and I can't wait.
Another year.
Be at the concert.
Another year.
Because I'm going. I'm going to go.
You know what I want to talk about?
I'm so excited.
Bad Bunny's new album.
You don't even like Bad Bunny. When I put it on, you literally stopped playing the music that I put on. I literally put it on, and then he took it all off.
Oh, sorry. She put on the entire album.
Okay, but we were going back and forth, and then you took it off.
That first song?
Abruptly.
That first song?
Out of nowhere. Didn't even let me finish listening.
That first song was garbage.
Okay, yeah.
Garbage.
I didn't like that many songs, but, I mean, I'm not the biggest Bad Bunny fan. Like,
he's hot.
I like some of his songs.
Have you seen?
He's only hot now. He was not in his early days. Like, I remember people liked him in his early days. No. In his early days, no thanks. But, like, him now. Well, him recently, I probably, like, the last year or two. He's
hot.
Really fine. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the video of him and Kendall Jenner? They're playing with a squirrel. He goes,
I literally told you this. He always does this. I tell him something, and then he doesn't listen. Because I literally told you this. We even had a whole talk about it on here.
Mommy,
where he was like, Mommy, yeah.
Mommy, be careful. Rabies? The mosquitoes.
That was so funny! Anyways, Kelly is releasing an album.
In January. Yeah. Well, let me see the photos.
And then, you want to actually pay attention? Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Anyways, this is Kelly. I know. Look, that's her.
Not as beautiful as you.
Okay, girl. That's all that, but okay.
Okay, Miss Honey.
And that's another one. She looks so good, Avi.
Not as good as you.
Look at her hair.
Damn. Are those real tattoos or no?
She looks so good. No.
Those aren't real tattoos?
No. She looks really good here.
I want to see that one.
Oh, you want to see?
Didn't look like, Yeah. Oh, that one she eats.
I love her, I know.
Now, next week, I'm going to talk about these same photos, and I figure I don't remember them.
Okay, girl. But the thing is, you do with everything.
Do I not?
Yes, you do.
I do
not. And you used to not even do that. So I don't know why that's been your new thing lately. Just not listening.
That's not.
Because earlier, too, I was reading something and I said, this is what we're going to be going through. And then right when I'm reading, you're like, that's what we're going through. As if I didn't say.
Okay.
Is that your new thing
I was
lately?
Just clarifying.
Clarify.
That's what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, what you gotta say?
I forgot now. my favorite. I'd say my favorite scary movie is probably Insidious. Mm-hmm. I love the Insidious series, but the best scary movie.
What? I just did a face because you did a face.
I don't know what the best one would be. I like Scream.
I love Scream. That's
I think Scream
too,
is
yeah.
pretty good. Pretty good. Not
I
saw
the memory eating Culver's. I think it was called while watching Scream.
I love Culver's.
Mm-hmm. And I still remember it was the first time I ever ate Culver's, and I watched the movie.
What were your thoughts?
I remember the burger was really greasy, but I remember I liked it.
I'm so glad they just built one down the road. Mm-hmm.
It's that way. No, it is that way. It's down that road.
I know my directions.
Okay, bitch, sorry.
You want to beat me so bad. Mm-hmm. I love saying that to people. Either saying you want to beat me or you want me so bad. Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you have any spooky stories?
No, I don't. But you said you had questions, so I'm waiting for your questions.
That was the only question I thought
of. Does this man not say, I have questions? Okay, girl, what is the question? Okay, well, I have one question ready. Okay, what is something about yourself that you wouldn't compromise for someone you love?
That I wouldn't compromise?
Yeah. Like, no. With something this is very tough for me too. Like, I'm trying to think something I wouldn't, because honestly I'm a pushover. If I love you, I'm the biggest pushover. You can push any boundary.
Honestly, this isn't that good.
Okay,
it kind of tastes like a Truly.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like Truly lemonade. That's what this tastes like. Mm-hmm. It's mediocre.
Okay.
I wish I had a Truly lemonade right now. Mm-hmm. Girl, I want to get drunk. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
okay,
something I wouldn't compromise for someone that I love, I guess, like, my sense of humor.
Your sense of humor?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think what about it?
I don't know. I feel like I have a very specific sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if they don't get it, then it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, with my ex-boyfriend, he got it. But Am I answering the question wrong?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Don't worry about it.
It's like high school. Like we bullied.
No, I'm just listening, but I remember something.
What?
No, you won't get it. What does that mean to do with you? Just go. It was my fault. I just started thinking.
She talks about me not listening, but she's
no. I was listening. See, it's because I was listening that I remembered something.
She was in her own little world over there.
No, I was listening. You said you wouldn't compromise your humor. See, here's the thing. I can tell you what you said. You said you wouldn't compromise your humor for anyone because you have a very like niche, like. Oh my god! Someone at work told me that I have a very niche references. But anyways, you said like your humor is very particular and that you feel like not everyone gets it. That's not something you would compromise. It's pretty much your whole point that you were saying through all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening.
I feel like me and my ex boyfriend, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to find people that get it because mm-hmm. I think I'm hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I tend to be kind of dry with my sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for people to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about you?
I don't know. I just said earlier, I feel like I'm the biggest push over my boundaries when I love someone or when I just, not even love, when I just really like someone. If I'm really entranced by you, boundaries? What?
Well, we know.
What are you talking about?
Well, we know, so am I.
I don't know about
you. Cheated 5 times.
But like, oh my god, I think they had the same hubcaps as me. Those literally look like the same hubcaps as mine. The metal thing.
On the tire?
Yeah.
Oh.
I bought them from Amazon. That literally looks like mine.
I like flowers.
Yeah, that's why I picked them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, because they're cute.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, you know, she gets it. Amazon.
She's like...
She
looks at one
staring. You're
staring.
But, like, something I wouldn't compromise. Let me think. You know what?
Wearing the same shoes.
No. Mine are brown.
We're both wearing Converse.
Actually, mine are knockoff Converse.
Oh.
I got them from TJ Maxx.
Mine are real.
Well. But anyways,
mine.
Something I wouldn't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Wow.
I don't know.
Riveting.
Cause like, there's a lot of things I wouldn't. I don't know. But I also feel like I would. Which is.
Okay, well, what's your favorite thing about yourself?
So many things.
Okay, well, what's your number one favorite thing about yourself?
Everything.
We need specifics. I'm
trying to think. Something I wouldn't compromise. I was going to say, like, you know what? Actually, I do have one. I wouldn't compromise, like, my feelings. Because I feel like, since it's hard for me to open up and all that, I've always told myself this. That if I were to ever end up being with anyone, something that, like, I have to 100% is I have to be able to tell them anything and everything, you know?
Okay.
Like, that's the person, like, for sure, like, I have to be vulnerable to them. So, like, I guess I wouldn't compromise my vulnerability
mm-hmm.
or, like, I guess my emotions mm-hmm. for anyone. Like, I wouldn't, well, no, that's such a fucking lie because I've let people push my emotions, like, away, but I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter at all. You're so right. So, I guess it's also, like, a lie, but also, I guess it's not because, like, I said,
you're right,
like,
I'm being dramatic.
Because, like, I would want to tell them everything. I don't know. But also, I really don't like committing. I mean, that's also why I've never dated anyone. So it's like, what?
Like
I feel like, yeah, I really don't want to. But I don't know. What wouldn't I compromise? Because I feel like I am the biggest pushover when I'm liking someone. But at the same time, like, I don't want to mean reason I haven't dated someone is because, like, the commitment part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that I feel like I would cheat. I just, like, really like you like that. Like, there's only been a few people I actually really liked like that, where I was like, you know what, I want to.
I want to be with you and only you.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people for me.
But other people, it's not even that, where it's like, oh, I don't want to be with you. Like, I want to be with other people too. It's more like, I just want to be with you. I just don't know if I want to be with you like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like with the title, with all that. Like,
with
I'm okay,
claims.
Right? Like, I'm okay, not with all that. Just two people doing their thing.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
If you were given the death penalty, what would your last meal be?
Girl, oh my god, I don't know. Ooh, we would have to have chocolate-covered strawberries. I love chocolate-covered strawberries.
I know mine.
Okay, go ahead.
I want the sweet chipotle chicken sandwich meal from mm-hmm. McAllister's with a pint of, or like the whole tub, of Moose Tracks ice cream mm-hmm. with root beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love McAllister's. Mm-hmm. I love the sweet chipotle chicken sandwich.
Ooh, I would want pozole. I love pozole. So I would have to pick that one.
Ooh, it makes finger looking good. That's what mm-hmm. that is. Okay, what do you want etched into onto your tombstone?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to be buried. I told you when we were at a cemetery, I was thinking about what if I'm just like thrown in there and become one of earth. So I was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't want mine to say like, he was here.
Really?
If you need me, you can reach me at, and then just put a random phone number. Mm-hmm. That would be really funny. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what I want on my tombstone. I don't know. Ooh, something like whimsical.
I think I just want something funny.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Would you spend a full night in a haunted house if someone paid you?
Like a real haunted house?
Mm-hmm. The Conjuring house. Would you spend a full night in the Conjuring house?
By myself.
By yourself if someone paid you.
Oh my god. I don't know. I feel like I'd be so scared. But I'm saying $100?
Just paid you.
Just $100?
Yeah, just, you know, yeah.
Let's start with $100. I'm not doing that.
$200?
No.
$300?
No.
$500?
No.
$2,000?
No.
$6,000.
I want a lot more. Give me a fucking like.
$20,000.
No, give me like.
You want to spend a night in a house where something isn't guaranteed to happen for $20,000?
Hold on. I think I was going to stay there. Honestly, I'd probably go somewhere lower. Probably be with like. Probably like 5,000.
How long do you think you'd survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Well, you didn't answer yours. How long would you stay there?
Oh, for how much?
Yeah, how much? I think 5,000. I think 5,000 I would hear and I'm like, you know what? Okay, fine.
$200.
Really?
Nothing's guaranteed to happen.
Yeah, but it's like, if it does happen. Also, like, I don't know, the Conjuring House. Does that one have like, where like the deep, for like, I think it's Poltergeist, where like, they move shit and all that. Mm-hmm. Is the Conjuring, what?
Have you seen the movie?
The Conjuring?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the one with, like, the DVD, like, thing. It's, like, a tree, right?
Mm-hmm. And
I've seen it.
And she looks in it, and then the boy pops up behind her. Or the ghost pops up behind her. I don't remember if it was a little boy or not. And then she was in the attic, and she saw feet start hanging down. Mm-hmm. Looking spooky. I'm like, mm-hmm. Watch that tonight.
Watch it.
I do love that movie. Okay. What do you want your last words to be?
I don't know.
Balenciaga! That's what I want mine to be.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. If you could chop off a piece of your body, what would it be? Which one would it be?
Well, I wouldn't, first of all.
If you had to.
Well, what do you mean if I had to?
If you were, like, kidnapped and they said, we'll let you go, but you have to chop off a piece of your body, which one are you chopping off? Like a finger or like a toe?
I guess the little toe. I feel like the little toe, it'll be a quick... Mm. I mean, honestly, it's also, like, the ugliest.
You're right. And the nails on it.
Right? So like, that's no what I'm nail. Saying. If, like, the little toe, it'll be the fastest. You know?
God, the thought
unless of they fucking, unless they're trying to make it torture, but even then, it's still a smaller area. Because imagine your ear. That's still, like, good, big enough. Also, I feel like it's your head. I feel like a toe will hurt less.
You think?
Well, right. What would you get cut off, then?
A pinky toe. That's the one I would get off. I'm just, you know... I just want to be my own person. Pick my own thing.
Let me pick your own thing, girl.
Pick my own thing. So I'm going to choose the pinky toe. You know me. Ooh. Does the sight of blood make you squeamish? Mm-mm. Me neither. But I will say, the Saw movies are too much for me.
You know what I've always thought about? Girls on their period that are squeamish about blood. How do they get through it? Like, being squeamish with blood, but you have a period.
Imagine having, like,
so it's like... How do you get through that every month?
Imagine having, like, a phobia of blood.
Yeah. Ooh. And you're a girl, and you're, like, have to go through your fucking period.
Take it out of me.
Like, oh, my God.
Would you consider tasting human flesh for $100?
No. I'm not a fucking cannibal. Would you? You would eat human flesh for $100?
Am I being made to do it? Like, am I being forced?
I don't think you're being forced if you're going to be given $100, Daniel. Because unless I'm, like... torturous person, but I mean, I guess, like, even though you're not being made to,
I would do it for like $5,000.
You would eat human. Bro, y'all fucking heard it here. He'll eat you for $5,000. Any cannibal?
Just like,
hit him up. No, he's no, eating no. Dine.
No.
Fine wine and dine. No, if no, you no, give him no, five. No, I mean, no. Isn't that what you just said? This is the fucking Black Mirror episode, but with cannibalism. In the Black Mirror episode, it's like this, like, prime minister. The girl, so like, I think she's like the princess. She like gets like kidnapped, right?
Oh, we watched this one.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And he ends up, because like they're like fucking a pig, because they're like, the person that kidnapped her was like, you only get her back if like you do this. And the thing is, Lily had apparently released her like 30 minutes before. Uh-huh. But the thing is, they didn't know until after he did it for like a whole hour. He fucked a pig. I would not fuck a pig. I don't care who the fuck is kidnapped. Nathaniel, you could be kidnapped. Right. I'm not fucking a pig. So anyway, the cannibalism. You can give me $1 million. I'm not eating human flesh.
You would just try like a...
Eat human... You would eat a human. So you'd fuck a pig for $1 million. No. You'll eat a person.
For $1 million?
You'll eat a person.
For $1 million.
Yeah, for $1 million, you'll eat a person.
I'm not eating the full person. I'm just...
But you're still eating. No, you have to eat.
No.
You have to bite it and you have to eat it. Eat it means... digestion. So you have to swallow that. No. Eat? Look at the definition of eat. Look at the definition of eat.
Would you taste human flesh for $100? I'm not eating. I'm just tasting.
So you'll put someone's finger in your mouth and just...
Oh, I will. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
No, that's not a taste. Going. Oh. That's not a taste. You gotta like... At least do a little chew to feel the juices and all that. You're the one that says you'll find wine and dine on a fucking finger.
I have said. Well, some women eat their placentas.
No, I know.
I would try a placenta.
But it said human flesh. Did it not say flesh? I swear I heard the word flesh.
Yeah, human flesh.
Yeah.
Guess that is an organ, huh? So, like, maybe I wouldn't then.
I still wouldn't, but, like...
I would try placenta. Would that count? Does that count? I would try it.
I don't think I would. I know Kourtney Kardashian made her family eat her placenta.
Did she really?
Yeah, in an episode, yeah.
Kourtney did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I don't remember, to be honest. I think she ended up telling them before they tried it. I honestly don't remember.
Oh.
I just remember it was an episode.
I would try it.
Mm-hmm.
I would try placenta.
You would eat a placenta?
I would try it.
Okay.
I'm just curious. People say it tastes like liver, but I've never had liver. Mm. Anyway, are we done the episode?
But will you have a human's liver?
Huh?
I mean, you're the one talking about cannibalism. You really want to end it here? I want to know more. You can't just admit that you'll eat something. You'll eat another human being and be like, okay, we're going to end the episode now. Come on now. I just got ookie boogie and spooky. Come on now. Let the people know about your cannibalism antics.
No, I don't have any cannibalism antics. I just would...
You would take a nibble of another person.
For like $1 million?
You'll eat another person.
For like $1 million?
You'll eat... No, but like you'll eat another person.
It's just tasting.
So you'll feel juices of some other person's flesh in your mouth.
I can spit it out afterwards. I'm just having
a taste. You want it in your mouth? Another human being?
I've had so many in my mouth already.
Yeah, but like an actual dead part of that person?
If it's cooked.
Really?
It's just a taste.
But like it's still a person.
It's just a taste for $1 million. Do you know what I'd put in my mouth for $1 million?
You'll eat a person?
I'd eat poop for $1 million.
You'd eat poop for $1 million?
$1 million?
Yeah, you'd eat poop?
Yes.
You'll eat poop. You'll eat poop.
I'd eat a turd. Okay. $1 million.
And that's also something not knowing the size that person gives you. Human dirt.
No one's ever had a human.
Okay, so you're gonna eat. So now you'll eat on animal's shit?
I would just eat a turd in general. For $1 million.
So you'll eat a person's turd. You'll eat an animal's turd.
I eat a person's turd. I eat a human turd for $1 million.
Oh, so you'll eat this much?
No, a turd. It's a turd. If it's like a turd.
But the thing is, like, let's be fucking for real. You think someone's gonna give you $1 million to eat a little nibble of this? No, you think they give you usual one, sitting with the flesh one? I feel like no one's gonna be like, You put sauce on shit, because that'll help. So you'll eat your shit for $1 million?
Not my own.
You won't eat your own?
No.
You won't eat your own shit? Well, would you shit on someone?
For how much?
No, but would you shit on someone?
For the right price.
Really?
$1 million.
I don't know. Actually, no, you're right. Actually, that one you got me on. I'll shit on someone maybe for the money.
I'll pay $1 million.
For the money?
Over me and shit.
We've had this conversation. I would not shit on someone.
I wouldn't do it for sexual pleasure.
Now that you're talking about money, yeah, I think I changed my mind on that one. For money?
I would shit on someone for like $5,000.
Really? Okay, no, I'm not. No. I was going to say something million. I was thinking like 10 million.
To shit on somebody.
To shit, yeah. If I'm going to shit on you.
I would do like, the lowest I would go, maybe like 10K.
Really?
Just to pop over and pop a squat. And
mm-hmm. So what did I say? 10,000?
No, you said 10 million.
I did?
Yes.
I meant 10,000.
$10 million? Just to shit? You do it every day. Do you
shit every day? I'm so shocked. You're supposed to, yeah.
But do you?
Sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'll be shitting every day.
See, neither do I.
But I feel like I usually do.
The one time I didn't eat for a week straight, I didn't shit.
No, you're constipated when you don't eat. I remember.
Anyway.
Trust me, you don't gotta tell me, girl.
Are you ready?
I hated not being able to take a shit.
Really? It's kind of nice about
no. Really? I hated not being able to take a shit.
No, I mean, sorry about shitting.
Oh, no, yeah, because you come out of it feeling so skinny.
So skinny.
Love taking shit.
I just lost,
see,
like,
that's
five
why
pounds.
I hated not being able to take a shit, because I was like, if I just took a shit, I know I'll feel so much more better.
You just stick your fingers up there and just I'm sorry. That's when you douche. Mm. You gotta get that feeling, get those turds out. You wouldn't eat a turd for $1 million.
No, I'm not eating shit. There's things I wouldn't do, like fucking a pig, so you'll fuck a pig.
No, I
no, no, but like you would do all these other crazy things, so let's find out about the pig one.
No, I wouldn't.
How much are you? You wouldn't.
Not at all.
So you'll eat a person. You'll eat shit.
No.
You'll shit on someone.
This is the difference. See, we're tossing our words. The question was taste. Would I taste the person?
I don't know, but I feel like taste. I feel like you have to swallow. Let's be honest.
No, there's no one saying anything about swallowing.
I feel like you have to. I feel like you have to.
You know, like wine tastings, where, like, you know, you sip it and they.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, like, now ask. Let's, instead of asking that question's version, let's ask my version.
Okay.
How much would you take for you to eat a person then?
To eat a person?
Yeah, to eat a whole piece.
A whole
piece? Like, you know, like you buy something, you cut it, like a piece of steak. Like, however much you would cut for yourself, but like of a person.
To just eat it?
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're cutting yourself up like a piece of steak, like a regular size you give yourself of steak is how much you would have to cut of that person.
$5 million.
And you'll eat them.
You have to eat. I would eat the bite.
I mean, eat that bite. You gotta chew it.
I would get the flavors in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll swallow. You'll do that. You know what? I remember watching the movie Fresh, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I'd probably go along too.
Payment up front, though.
So you know what? I guess never say never. Because I just remembered that.
Payment up front,
though. So if I'm like kidnapped and like I'm trying to survive, I guess I would.
Payment up front, though.
Did you ever watch Fresh?
We watched it together.
We did?
Yes. He chopped off her ass.
No, I remember. I don't remember you being there.
We watched it at my house. And because she had that really nice cell.
No, I remember watching it. I just remember watching it with you.
No, we watched it together.
Probably watch it again with you. Because I remember watching it in my room by myself.
Yeah. Because you said it was a really good movie. And okay. No,
so why are you saying that? I'm like, I swear.
I swear that's not what happened. Anyway, are you ready to end it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go ahead and end this episode right here. comment down below. Would you eat a person?
How much would it take?
How much money would it take
for you to eat a
for
shit?
Yeah. $1 million.
I'm not
to have a turd.
Like, okay, and but like, there's some things where like you wouldn't like fucking pig. I don't care how much money you offer me. I'm not fucking a pig.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
For whatever it is, cause like. No, that's like a line I'm not gonna cross. It doesn't matter how much money you give me. Same with eating the shit. That's a line I'm not gonna cross. No matter how much money you give me. Eat a shit. No, I'll be for real. Eat a shit.
Well, if you like. Okay, wait.
But I mean, I mean a generous amount. I'm not saying like.
What if it was like disguised?
Disguised. Yeah, oh, like how like, in like, the movie
and like a pasta, like it's just like a little, like a little, a little.
No, I know what you mean. Like how in this, what's it fucking called? The Help, where like the lady she makes
in
a
the
pie.
Yeah. Well, so what if it's like disguised and you can't taste it?
Well, I guess you wouldn't know though.
But how much would you pay? How much money would it take for you to eat a turd that's disguised in like a pasta or like a pie?
Well, just because it's disguised doesn't mean you won't taste it.
She didn't taste it.
Yeah, she didn't. So how did both?
She ate that shit up.
So you're saying, assuming that the person that's disguising it disguised it good enough where you can't taste it?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, I'll eat it. If I can't taste it, and I don't know,
how much money? How much money for you to know?
Wait, but I know.
How much money for you to know,
I'm not
but it's
doing
disguised?
It. We know that I'm not doing it.
Oh, really?
Because if I know... knows a shit. I don't think I'm gonna do it now.
I would just think of it as like one of those like exotic ingredients.
It's
like you know, the saffron, is that what it is? Or it's like really, it's really expensive. I don't think of it as like saffron. Or it's like,
but
really,
it's not the same though.
It just helps my mind.
I don't get how it helps your mind if it's not even close to the same.
To have a slice of pie with a turd in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you know it's a turd in there. That's why I'm like, never mind. If I didn't know, yeah, I guess I would.
Okay.
But if I know, no.
Okay, how much money for, like, if you ate it and you didn't know, and then they told you, and they were like, we're going to give you $1 million now because you ate the whole slice. Would you accept that?
Yeah, I'm taking the money. Of course. I just fucking ate shit pie. I'm taking the fucking money. You fucking freak.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and end this episode right here. Marie, I have a question. Where can everyone find us?
Well, you already know. The Chatterbox Crew. We are on Spotify, all streaming platforms. Yeah. My Instagram is...
You can find the Chatterbox Crew on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at the Chatterbox Crew. Besides Twitter, it's just Chatterbox
Crew. Okay, but like,
Crew.
Let's be honest. Who uses that? Who's going to go on Twitter and find us? X. Let's be honest. Who's going to go on there? Do you follow people on like Twitter? Like, real people?
Yeah.
Wow.
I follow a lot of people on Twitter.
No, I don't.
A lot of porn accounts.
That's what I'm saying.
But like,
I mean real people.
I mean, I have a K-pop Twitter.
Not that they're not real, but like...
I have a K-pop Twitter, and I follow a bunch of people on there.
Mm.
Anyway.
I just don't use Twitter like that.
Oh, neither do I. I just use it to get one off, and then...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I use it for.
And then...
But that's why I don't have the other stuff, because why do I need the other stuff, you know?
Anyway, where can they find you?
Well, I was getting into it before you interrupted me.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Okay.
Wait, also, doesn't all streaming platforms, wouldn't that involve everything? I'm just saying. That's why I said it, and then you... Anyways, you can find me. My Instagram is xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. My TikTok is whatsup_maria.
And if you want to find me, you can... If you want to find me, you can find me at http_nxchxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We're going to go ahead and end it here. So I've been Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
And this has been the Chatterbox Crew. Yeah. Goodbye. Should I be a singer? Mm-hmm. Goodbye.